Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever.
I think it's been a minute. That's why I had a moment.
It has.
Yeah.
If you guys didn't know, we batch film these episodes because Ryan and Paloma live in LA and right. I live in San Diego. So we usually film like four episodes at a time. So we'll do like two one day, two the next. So when we sit down to film, we've either just filmed multiple episodes or it's our first time sitting down in a while.
Yep.
And today it's our first time sitting down in a while.
Yeah, we couldn't tell.
Yeah, we have not seen each other in a hot minute,
yeah,
ladies.
It's been a moment.
Where have we been? I live with Ryan and I have not seen you in so long, it feels like.
Yeah, between like traveling and just like doing other things. Like,
yeah, we've been busy.
And you've been traveling as well.
Yeah, Alaska. And then I'm going to Boston next week. And then we're going to Disney World.
Oh my God, that's right.
Did I even tell you? Well, that trip was like really random, the booking Disney World, because Steven has a work conference in Orlando.
Oh,
and I was
fun.
Like, you think we're going to Orlando and not going to Disney World?
Right.
So, because my thing was, he was like, oh, because we're going 2 days early. We're going to do 2 days at Disney World, all three of us. Then he's going to the conference and then Grace and I are going to do 2 days. And he was like,
ooh.
Don't you think, you know, he's like, oh, you know, it could be hard. You alone at Disney World with a toddler. And I'm like, I'm going to be alone with a toddler regardless. I'd rather be at Disney World.
Right.
Oh, my
right.
gosh. That's a tea, though. Like,
wait,
right.
So how long, like, total will you guys be there?
5 days, I think, because we're doing 2 days together and then like a day transition just at hanging at the resort. And then 2 days, just Grace and I.
Wow.
Have you been to that park before?
I have. Steven and I went there in 2019. That was like the last big thing we wanted to do before we started trying, which is actually kind of special then going back with Grace.
You're right.
That's so
because we were like, we want to do it as adults.
Right.
Like do the drinking around the world, do all the big roller coasters. And so then to feel like we've really done all the things we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we get to go back. And I get to do all the little things with Grace. So.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like an itinerary? I've never been to Disney World, but I know it's like crazy. Like there's so much to do.
Yeah. Steven is like an expert at booking all that stuff. Like he
had a
reminder in his calendar when we're 60 days out and we can make dining reservations.
Wow.
He has like everything. I know. I'm like, I just get to sit back and enjoy.
That's honestly the dream.
I love that so much. That's really my boyfriend's the same way, where he actually makes a PowerPoint for our, we have a trip coming up to Aruba and he has a PowerPoint with a table of contents, graphic images, clips, like type one so much. So
right.
I feel that.
See,
girl.
That's usually me, but with Disney, Steven is like on it. Like it has to be him, and I'm happy to sit back.
Why
and
do
let
you think it's
it.
Like just Disney?
Because he's a Disney adult. Okay. I mean, and I am too. But
right.
Like,
right. He's
right,
like,
right.
We need to make sure we're getting it all done. Right,
yeah.
right.
And because I am usually the one doing the planning, I really like getting to just sit back.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, well, okay. Since
so that's what I've been up to.
Well, that's giving me some tea. I'm like, okay, maybe then I should organize some stuff like that.
Girl,
he would probably give
me the biggest googly eyes ever.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, maybe giving me some advice, because usually he's the one that like plans and takes care of everything. So I'm like, maybe I'll like schedule
something.
You would
be shook, girl.
Do I go into Canva and like make a little
like
date itinerary?
Yeah,
send that
like,
to him.
Wait, what? No, you should.
Okay, I'll keep you updated.
When's your anniversary?
We are in January.
Okay, yep. Well, you got time to plan, girl.
Yeah, I know. Okay, after the holidays, baby.
Oh my God, it'll be year four.
It will be year four. Yeah, I know. What am I going to plan?
I don't know.
That's like a whole, like, you've been through the high school together. You've been freshmen in your relationship. Sophomores, juniors, you're graduating.
Oh, baby.
You're graduating.
Getting my cap and gown.
Yep. Off to college.
All right. Here we go.
Extra credits. Right. You'll get extra credit if you plan this.
Yeah.
Okay. Deal. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what I've been up to and I'm going to be up to.
Right.
What about you guys?
Well, I've been with my family a lot lately. I've been back and forth from LA to San Diego doing a lot of family stuff. Last week I was here for my dad's birthday. So my sister actually came back with me to LA. She hasn't started school yet. My sister's 13, by the way. So this is our first like trip without our parents, like just us together, which was a really big deal. And I remember like my older cousins that I like consider sisters, but I remember my first time like hanging out with them without my mom and my dad there, like, and feeling like so grown up and doing what they were doing and just having a good time. So I was so excited for my sister to come with me. And she stayed at our apartment, you know, and we just had the whole apartment to ourselves. The first night we got there, we took the train back. And we got to our apartment and I bought like Martinelli's, like little, you know, like apple cider, and I put it in wine glasses and we were on the patio. Like, you know, I wanted her to feel like she was doing something. Yeah. I vlogged it. So that vlog will be going up. Yeah.
I vlogged
the whole
trip.
Yeah. It's going to be so sweet. But she loved it. We went to Santa Monica Pier together and just like walked around, did the roller coaster thing. And then what else did we do? We had reservations for like rooftop dinner. Like it was like,
stop.
Yeah.
I want a sister.
It was so sweet. Like,
she is never going to forget that.
That's what I was thinking too. And I was so glad that I vlogged it because she watches like all of the vlogs and stuff. And I think she's like going to go back and watch this one like all the time. So Yeah, it was sweet. It was really sweet. And we listened to the episode of the podcast together. Like we had our little coffee in the morning.
No.
Yeah. It was so cute.
That's
it was so cute. Yeah. I'm obsessed with her. Like we are simply obsessed with each other. Like I'm so glad that like props to you parents for having her. Like I'm obsessed. But it really does feel like a little best friend. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel so blessed to be able to have like, be that influence on her because I know she comes to me with some stuff and I feel like I can really like give her the tea. Like, yeah, I'm not 13 and I'm not in middle school anymore, but like it doesn't feel so far away from my life now that I feel like I can still kind of like speak to her and like, you know, we can still have some of that stuff in common.
Yeah, you still remember what it feels like to be a 13-year-old girl.
Totally.
Yeah.
And
totally.
It's so amazing that you guys have that close of a relationship because, well, the episode we're doing today about sibling dynamics, but when I was like Googling things about this, something I saw a lot was people who said that they have big age gaps and so they're not close with their sibling. Like they're just not in the same stage of life. They feel like they never really got along together.
Yeah.
And so how amazing that with that age gap that you get to have such a different and special relationship with your sister.
Yeah.
Because I feel the same way with my little brother, less so now that he's out of the house. But
right.
When he was like 13, 14, oh my gosh, we had so much fun.
Yeah.
All the time because I had a car. I could drive us to go do fun things. He thought it was super cool. Like your sister going up to LA and having a rooftop dinner with you.
Yeah.
Like that's so amazing.
I feel like if we were closer in age, like even like 4 years, I feel like there would be a little bit of tension.
Yeah.
Like because like my brother and my sister are very close. I think they're, what is that called? Like Irish twins or something like that. Like they're like really close in age. So they are like fight all the time or whatever. But like with us, there's no tension.
Mm-hmm. We're not,
there's nothing to feel like we have to like,
I was gonna say, well, how many years apart? I mean, she's 13, you're 12.
Yeah, we're
at least
13.
10 years
apart. We're 13 years
apart.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that I think that 13 years gives you guys the space to be like,
right. What I'm dealing with, and our communication styles are so different, but like, because I know, I feel like I know how to talk to someone in middle school, I'm not talking down to her, even though like I'm an adult, like I'm very clearly an adult and she's not. There, that dynamic doesn't really come into play. I mean, obviously, while she was at my house, she had to listen to me, you know, and like be where I was and like that kind of stuff, but it wasn't like, you need to go to bed, you need to do this and that. I was just like, yeah, I probably should go take a shower, I guess. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, very like chill.
Well, and because you're an adult, but not a parent or not a teacher, right? You're an adult. You're someone that has perspective that you can share with her.
Right.
But you're not like this out of touch authority figure, right?
Right.
Where she probably feels more comfortable going to you about stuff.
I don't have a sister, but but on TikTok, I've seen that. Where it's like, I was like scrolling and this girl was like, oh, like, you know, like having a sister and just like going through her closet and blah, 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 blah. Or just like, how do siblings do it? They'll say like, how do older siblings do it where they don't have like an older sister to tell them what to do and stuff like that? And I'm like, right. You're right. Like, I really had to do it.
Like, figure it out.
Figure it out myself. At least Rosalind's like, okay, Ryan, I'm like stressed out right now. Like, what's the tea? And at least you have some sort of guide, like in addition to your mom and like her friends, like assist. That's
you
a
guys
quote,
literally, you know? We were playing this game and she told me, and like, I don't know what, I mean, it just touched me, but she was like, yeah, you know, I like that, you know, we can hang out and it's fun and I can go to you and this and that. And she was like, and you're pretty. So, you know, and I was like, what? Oh, and I was like, you think I'm pretty? She was like, yeah, like you're pretty. And I was like, oh my God. Like I couldn't even. And like, sure. Right. But I just guess I just didn't think she thought that, or like, that's not a thought that I would even think about, like, whatever. I don't know. But I was on the verge of tears.
Sierra, we need to go buy one.
We can share mine.
Yeah. Can we share?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. She would love.
Please.
Yeah.
I
instead of 20, whatever, it's 13, whatever.
13, whatever. Right. 13 going on 20, whatever.
Yes. No. Yeah. I really that I have a younger brother. He's about 20. Gosh, he's 22 now. Yeah. We were close. Like you and Roger, like when we were younger, we had that dynamic of just like besties. And I have videos of us being like, hey, so my name's David, my name's Paloma, and we're going to do this today. Like dumb little videos. Yeah. And just like he would let me dress him up. So like I would obviously like we're doing blue eyeshadow. We're doing everything like he was like my bestie.
Yeah.
But then as it's happened, sometimes boys grow up to be teenagers and they're like, you're dumb, you don't know anything. Right.
You're all of a sudden not cool anymore.
All of a sudden, mm-hmm. I became not cool. And so that's where the bestie separation, I felt it. And I was just like, no. Like,
when did that happen?
It started happening, I think, when he was like 14, where it was just very much, he was just like, he'd come home from school and it was very much like, sup?
Yep.
It was very just like shorter than before, where it was like, I don't know, like, you know, just when you're younger. Yeah. And then, but now that he's older and he's like, after he turned 20, he started like opening back up to me like, oh, so like now that he's maturing, we can have conversations because I feel like before he wasn't interested in having conversations because he was a 15-year-old boy and was like, you don't know anything. I don't really care about your opinion. But it was so drastic because at the beginning, like I was the one that would like pick out his clothes. Like my mom would be like, okay, if we're going to Tilly's, you pick out what he wants to wear because
I used to go back to school shopping and he did not want anything my mom picked out, but he would let me pick out anything.
Right.
Yep.
So fun.
That exact thing. My mom's like, go ahead, pick out his clothes because he will not listen to me. And that felt so good, you know, like knowing that like you
he valued your opinion.
That you valued. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he's like, well, you don't know anything. And I'm like, I do. But now but now I think he's coming back.
He's on his way back.
He's on his way. He's on his way back to me, guys. But he gets so along with my boyfriend really, really well. And I can see that brother that he also says that like, he's like, I've always wanted a brother. Mm. And when are you and Ryan coming? So I think that like now that we're in getting this older age, like all of us can hang out. Like him, his girlfriend, me, my boyfriend. And it's just like a big, it feels like just like siblings and cousins hanging out like all together. So I'm really glad that I'm coming back to that spot because I just see how like, you know, the sisters. I want to call it my sister. That's why I call Ryan all the dang time.
Right. That's true.
That's why you have to go through this because I don't have a sister.
Yeah. Right. No.
Same. Yeah. And I feel like that I really gravitated towards like female friendships because I didn't have that at home.
Right.
At home, it was very boy energy.
Right.
And so like I really thrived with like a group of girls, you know?
And we feel so powerful when we're surrounded by girls. I'm like, I need more in the house.
Yeah.
Right. Do you think because you had two brothers and then your dad that you were closer with your mom because she was like the only girl in the house?
I think so. I think my mom and I always had like a really special relationship. And when I got pregnant, I told myself I had no preference. And I really genuinely believed that. But the excitement I felt when I found out I was having a girl made me go, okay, maybe I did actually have a little bit of a preference just because my mom and I had a great relationship with my dad. And we traveled a lot together because he was a professor. And so he would go to these conferences and I would go with him.
Yeah.
But my mom, like it was, you know, I would tell her like everything going on at school and my friends would tell her too. Like my mom was that mom where she'd pick us up from school and my friends would start like asking her for advice. I'm like,
She's a cool mom.
I love that. That's so awesome.
Yeah. So when I found out I was having a girl, there was a part of me that was like, oh my gosh, I'm like so excited to like have that mother-daughter bond.
Little bestie.
Yeah. Oh. And I love having a girl, which that's not what this podcast is about. But
adjacent.
Yes.
But actually with being a mom, it has brought up a lot of thoughts about sibling dynamics because as we start talking about wanting to have another baby, it's thinking about age gaps. It's right. thinking about like, okay, how many kids do we want to have? How did those dynamics change? And so I've been thinking, that's been very top of mind for me recently yeah. mm-hmm. of like the difference between a 2-year and a 3-year age gap. And,
right.
you know, there's just so much to dive into. And so I'm really excited we're doing this topic.
Me yeah. too. Me too. What are the age gaps between you and your siblings?
So I am the middle child.
Right.
My older brother and I are 14 months apart, which
oh, wow.
as a child, I thought that was so normal. Now realizing my mom got pregnant when my brother was 5 months old. At the age that Grace is now, my mom already had a 1 month old.
No.
Bananas.
And I was like, now that you're there, what do you see? What do you feel? You're like,
absolutely
there's no way.
Not. No way.
No,
no
that's
way.
Crazy. Oh my
I
God.
Know.
Like, I don't think I realized how close you guys actually were in age.
Everyone always thought we were twins, like when we were younger. Uh-huh. And I think being that close in age, we very easily could have fallen into like being compared a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of like,
oh, right, right.
You know, my brother was a super high achieving kid. He was incredibly smart. He was incredibly good at sports. And I think good on my parents for not, I never really felt compared to him, which was great. I think gender also might play a role in that.
Right. Like, if you had a sister.
If he was a girl.
Yeah.
Right.
And so athletic and so smart.
Yeah.
That could have, maybe not my parents, but maybe other people mm-hmm. would have compared us more.
Yeah.
But then my younger brother and I are almost 7 years apart.
Oh, wow.
So like, I remember the day he was born. Like, I remember him growing up and so it's a very different dynamic between like me and my older brother and me and my younger brother.
Because you and your older brother were in school together, like always in school together.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you and Austin were not at all.
No, we were never in the same school. There was one time, though, where when I went to middle school, his preschool shared a fence with my middle school. When I was in PE was when yeah. they had recess and he would go out to the fence and be like, that's my sister.
Hi. Oh, that's so
sweet.
I know. And
that's so sweet.
I loved having two siblings. I wrote down a note because I wanted to talk about this.
Yes.
Yesterday I asked my dad if he had any notes on like my sibling dynamics before we filmed this episode. And if you don't know, my dad is a psychologist. He's a professor of psychology. And so he was telling me about how like there's a lot of psychology to birth order and that this was a really big thing like 10 or 15 years ago, that there were all these studies coming out about birth order. A lot of them have been debunked now. Like a lot of it isn't as solid as it once was thought to be.
Right.
But what basically the gist of it is, the oldest is the leader. They're doted on. They usually get more attention. The middle child, or you know, we'll come back to middle. The youngest, the baby, is the peacemaker. They want everyone to be together.
Yep.
They usually are very secure, very comfortable, and they just want everyone to get along. The middle child is pulled between the oldest and the baby.
Mm.
So they may be more prone to act out, to stand out, to get in trouble. Sometimes they are stereotypically called the wild one.
Right.
And I asked my dad what he thought, if there was any truth to that with his children.
And what did he say?
He said there's some accuracy. He said, my older brother, Jordan, was always the one who was like coming up with the ideas. He was the leader, the planner. Okay, we're going to do this. And then, you know, if we were playing games with like all the siblings, he was the one, you know, setting out the rules. And my little brother, very chill. He just wants everyone to get along.
Mm-hmm.
When me and my older brother would fight when he was a kid, he would cry and go to his room because he didn't like when we fought.
Pendeloaf.
Right.
And my dad then said, I was loud and unique.
Yep. It's the unique for me. That's so funny.
Yeah, that was a nice way to put it.
Right.
Loud and unique. But that a lot of the times with that middle child, they try to, because they don't always get as much attention, they try to differentiate themselves,
right.
you know, get more attention. So you guys, how do you feel that birth order psychology plays in with your sibling dynamics?
Me being the eldest, I definitely feel that so much, especially at least with like my family group. I feel like I'm the leader. I'm like, all right, you guys. So remember, at 7 o'clock, we're going to Union Station.
Right.
My brother's like, all right, I'm like, focus, 7 o'clock. Like, he's the one derailing us. So, but I completely feel like the leader, the one that, you know, just, I feel like there is like a sense of like turning to me being like, so what do you think? Rather than a sense of like, and Dave is just like, he's like, eh, whatever. So
right.
Yeah.
And along for the ride.
And I think that he also knows that I will take the charge, because I'm not the kind of person to just be like, oh, we'll just figure it out. I'm like, with it, when it comes to my family, I'm like, okay, guys, folk, like, put all ducks in a row.
Right, right.
So I think that there definitely is truth to that one, at least personally, I think. What do you think, Ryan?
It's weird because of the age gap.
Right.
Like, I was an only child for 11 years. So I was like well into like middle school when that was happening. So
right.
Yes and no. I don't feel like anyone's really like not fighting for attention, or I'm the one that stands out the most. I feel like if my parents described me, it would also be like loud and unique and the wild child for sure.
Yeah.
But I feel like because I'm older, I was just the guinea pig. And for so many years until there was two close in age, like so far away from me. But I feel like with them, my sister, even though she's the youngest, she's the one that's like, let's play a game. I want everybody to be at home together playing games, having a good time. Mm-hmm. My brother's kind of like, he's kind of just go with the flow type of vibe. He'll do whatever. He wants everyone to be happy, but like, he's not really going to go out of his way to like make sure everybody's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's the difference. I feel like when you're older, you feel like,
it's like your responsibility. Yeah.
I'm being red.
No, but right.
But yeah, there's that sense of like, if I don't, then who will?
Then who will? Yeah. Yeah. And if I don't plan this family game night or family dinner, then we're like not going to get together and do anything.
Mm.
Yeah. I feel like that. And I think like, especially when I come home, everyone's like, so, you know, what do you have planned? Like, what are we doing? And I'm like, what do you have planned?
I'm
the guest. Yeah. I'm the guest here. They're like, no, you live here. I'm like, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. So yeah, I think the dynamics are different and kind of like not the same because of the age gap. It makes it a little bit different.
Right.
I still I don't feel like an only child, but I just feel a little bit adjacent when it comes to like sibling dynamics, like when we're at home.
Well, I feel like, right, that psychology of birth order, probably a lot of that is established when you're young, like under five, under six.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you had already established so much of your personality, of who you are, when your siblings were
showed
born.
Up.
Yeah.
Showed up.
Appeared.
Appeared.
I don't mean to say that, but I asked my mom also in preparation for this. And I was like, Mom, just tell me, we're talking about siblings. What are your thoughts? And she was like, well, you better, I don't know if you want to mention that you were not excited at all. When I found out I was 4 and a half. When I found out that we were going to have a baby, my mom was like, you were so upset. She said you didn't want to talk to any, because I don't know, maybe because I was like, I want the attention and what the heck. And she did say that when my brother was born, because she said you were very independent and like, you just did your own thing. She's like, but once your brother was born, all of a sudden you were like, Mom, hold me. I want this. And she was like, you've never done this. But then all of a sudden I started acting like that when my brother showed up.
Right.
And ruined the plans.
You know what's interesting? Because I was the opposite of that. When my mom got pregnant with my little brother, I was thrilled. I was so excited. I could not keep it a secret. Like, I just was so excited. But maybe that's because I already had an older sibling. So I wasn't. I wasn't like, oh my gosh, I'm used to just having my parents and me. I was already used to sharing their attention with a sibling.
You were like, oh my gosh, one more person. That's so much fun.
Yeah.
Right. I guess in my mind, I was like, what the heck? What you mean? You guys sit down in the living room and watch me perform every morning.
Yeah. Right. I had a mixture of the two. I was really excited. Obviously, I mean, I was 11, so I was like, yes, like give me all the babies. So excited.
Yeah.
And then my brother got here. And it was cool. It was fine until I realized, one, I mean, the age gap obviously had so much to do with it, but there was like no attention on me at all. Mm. One, because I was self-sufficient. I was 11.
Right.
I didn't need anyone to do anything for me. I could clearly communicate. I could do everything for myself. So there was, and then there's a literal baby.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody was so excited, you know, because like it was like a firstborn all over again.
Because
there was so much time in between me and him.
Right.
And I was like, oh, no one cares about me. Got it. Obviously, that was not the
not
case,
true,
but that's how it felt. Yeah.
And in that moment, you feel like, even like as just like parents, I can see like having an 11 or 12 year old. I'd be like, oh my gosh, can you go like get this? Can you take care? Like you feel more, you have the ability to put more responsibilities on the older child.
Yeah, and I did. I did. I felt, I mean, I watched my, there were so many things that I didn't do and like missed out on and like no like shade to my parents, but like I would stay and take care of my brother. And then when my sister came, it was the same thing. I would take care of the both. There's a picture of me holding my sister and I was 13 because she was like very newborn and I'm holding her and she's asleep and I'm asleep on the couch. Like just, we're just like chilling. And I was probably just like watching her or whatever. And it's such a sweet picture now to look at. But like I'd spent a lot of my time like taking care of my siblings.
Right.
Maybe that's the difference between my brother and I being 7 years apart, because you can't have a 7 year old watch an infant.
Yeah. Right?
I helped and I was really excited to help, but like I wasn't, they weren't like leaving me
right
with the baby
right
because I
right
was seven.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like I wanted to be like a caretaker for him.
Yeah.
Like I'd be like, can I help change his diaper? Like, yeah, can I hold him? And my parents, I don't think really like put that on me, but I really wanted to. Like, and both my older brother and I, we would like argue over like who got to sit next to him in the car. Like,
aww,
as he got older, like going to like Disneyland for the first time, like
right
who gets to ride with him? Like,
aww, that is so.
Yeah, I felt that too. And I think because I was able to like take care of my siblings and my parents like trusted me and I had all that responsibility, it was really awesome to like, even though obviously I'm a grown up, but like, and Rosalind's 13, but them letting Rosalind come to, all the way to LA with me and like stay for days and days, like that's a huge responsibility. I did have a freak out moment though, I will say. When we got there, like right when we got there, we were having dinner and we were on the patio and stuff, I was like, we were just talking and I had a moment of like, oh, like I really have to like take I have to watch her like when we go somewhere, like I need to have all eyes, like, you know, whatever. And I was like, did I make a mistake? Like I really did have a moment of like, maybe we need to go back like a day or two earlier. Like, I don't know if I can really do this. Like, this is a lot. My parents are nowhere. Like, if something happens, it's like we're 2 hours away. I can't get to them. I can't do anything. I got it together and I stopped to freak out. But I was like, oh my gosh, like this child is here. And I have to like really pay attention to
and I'm the adult.
Yes. Right. And I can't just be like, I don't know, go ask mom.
You're not looking around like, go tell an adult. You're like, oh shit.
I'm like,
I'm the adult.
Yeah. But I think, I mean, because of all of that and taking care of them and like, you know, living with my parents and doing all of that, like my parents were fine to be like, yeah, go. Like, we trust you and we know that you're gonna take care of her. And
right
it was, luckily I was fine. But yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
I know.
And your mom is a twin. So
a twin and with there's eight of them. There's eight of them and she's
where
a twin,
does your mom fall in the birth order?
Baby.
Wow.
Yeah. She's a baby. So they're two are babies. But my dad is the oldest of his siblings. So I'm like, that has to come into play with like their like marriage dynamic, right?
Yeah.
Like being the youngest
leader and the peacemaker.
Yeah.
Has your mom ever mentioned the dynamic that it is of like being a twin?
She just talks about how like when they were younger, like they didn't really have a sense of like individuality until they got older, because my grandma would like dress them similarly and obviously they looked the same, they have the same face, so
right
like they're identical twins.
I cannot imagine, well, first of all, being a twin, second, having twins.
No.
My sister-in-law is a triplet. How?
I know this isn't about like giving birth or whatever, but like do people who have triplets like have natural births, or is that like automatic C-section? Like, how does this work?
I don't know. And how does being a twin or a triplet affect like the sibling dynamic birth order? Because it doesn't matter like who's born first. It's like,
right, it's like minutes well, or like hours. Or
I mean,
whatever.
Twins kind of do that thing where they're like, well, I'm a couple minutes earlier, right?
My mom is like 12 minutes older or something. But like,
what's crazy
is that like you can kind of tell that my mom's older. Like,
really?
she's more bossy and like. Just is like, you know, and my aunt is like very much like, yes.
It's,
like,
it's 12 minutes.
I guess it means something. I don't know. But also like, again, this is not about like moms, but like breastfeeding, you only have two boobs and you have
triplets.
How?
Oh my gosh.
Is one of them bottle fed? Are you just on a rotation? Like, how does this work?
That's such a good question.
Like,
would you do a rotation?
Yeah, because right, you have twins, right? You got two arms, you got two boobs, you go in like this.
Oh my God. But tandem like, feeding? I simply could not.
Oh my gosh.
If you're a twin, or if more importantly,
if you've had twins or multiple children at once, like
sound off in the comments.
Please, I'm truly so curious.
So I actually did ask my sister-in-law's mom about this, because right we were hanging out with them shortly after Grace was born, and I asked her, I was like, how did you do this?
Right.
Like, it's so hard already caring for one baby.
Right.
How the heck did you do this with three? And she just looked at me and she was like, I didn't have, but what's the option? I didn't have a choice. Like, you just do.
Right.
Like, and I was just like,
you just live.
Yeah. Hands off to you.
No, right.
But and she said it was really hard when they were younger, but it got easier as they got older, because then they were all in the same stage at the same time. We did all of the different, like, when you have siblings that are apart in age, mm-hmm. you have to do, like, potty training one, and then 4 years later, you're potty training the other. You're getting one ready for the first day of school, and then 4 years later, it's the next one. And just doing every stage at once.
That's true.
Is, like,
And, like, clothes and stuff, right, too.
Yeah. No hand-me-downs.
Facts. Yeah. Facts.
Did you guys have you guys wouldn't have hand-me-downs.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I got hand-me-downs from, like, my girl cousins.
Oh, my gosh. But I had one cousin who, like, her mom got her the cutest clothes, like, the best clothes.
Right.
And every time we went to visit them, she was, like, 5 years older than me. They would have a big box waiting. Yep,
that's so nice.
And that's why I never got people being, like, hand-me-downs, because I was, like, hand-me-downs?
Right.
My mom's getting me the stuff off, like, the bargain rack. And
right.
This is, like, Ralph Lauren. Like, right. I'm, like, 12.
Right.
And also, they give that seal of approval. It's already cool. Like, I already respect you, like, what you do and how cool you are. And now you're letting me borrow one of your or have one of your shirts. Oh, my God. I love it even more.
Yeah.
My sister and I, because, again, the age gap, and my sister's very petite and, like, very short. I'm very tall, so, like, even if we were closer in age, our clothing is not gonna work for her.
Yeah.
So she gets hand-me-downs from P.
And
she absolutely loves it.
Oh, I bet.
Absolutely loves it.
Does she?
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
We got home, so we actually, Paloma came home from her trip, and so we all got to hang out together and watch High School Musical 2 and, like, play games and stuff. And so Paloma gave her some of, like, her clothes. And so when we went back home to my mom, she was like, Paloma gave me some clothes and, like, did a whole thing. It was like, and then I got this jean jacket and I got this and this.
The haul.
Yep. She did a haul. Yeah. Which is so great because I literally can't give her any of my clothes. Like, it just does not work. And I want to, but she cannot fit. But yeah,
that's
she wears
so all sweet.
I'm borrowing the little sis.
Yeah.
I'm giving her my clothes.
Yeah, exactly. You're getting the sister vibes.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
It just feels a little bit more special. And every time I see her, like, wearing, like, one of my crop tops, I'm like, cute shirt.
Yeah.
I just love that.
Yeah, I'm like,
your mom got my hand-me-downs.
Yes.
Your mom and her twin.
It's
a joint closet.
Exactly.
So one thing I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on with siblings. I feel like, especially when I was in my teenage years, I really wanted to be different than mm-hmm. my older brother. Like, I really defined myself by how we were different. Like, if he's the sporty one, I'm the artsy one.
Mm.
I liked sports, too. I played competitive soccer for, like, 12 years, but I was the artsy one.
Right.
I'm not the sporty one. Like, I feel like I wanted to differentiate myself from him. Do you guys feel like you tried to differentiate yourselves from your sibling, or that you were like, yep, we're siblings, we're the same, we have the same interests?
I think just by default, my brother and I are so different. Like, I was always, like, theater, singing, and he was always, like, soccer, sports. So I don't think that there ever was that situation. Like, my mom would drop me off at theater, and he was dropped off at soccer. And it was just, like, we were just so different that I just never felt. And maybe the age difference. I really think that just made it. Like, we're close enough to where, like, that four and a half years. I don't know. It's just very, like, because I don't remember him being born. Like, my mom has to tell me about that. So I just don't have those memories, like, Sierra being like, oh, I want to sit next to him and be excited. Like, I wish I could see that, but I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, again, the age gap made it already. I was already different.
Yeah.
But I can see, like, with my brother and my sister, like, we all really like theater. My brother does not want to he doesn't want to be on stage. Like, that's not his tea. But he'll go to a show and watch. Aww. Like, he loves that. My sister, she's like the star. Like, she's like, it is spotlight on me. Thank you very much. I think that she wants to be different from my brother because my brother's really smart. And I mean, she's smart too, but he's very like book smart. Like, he loves science and that kind of stuff. Like, he wants to be like a scientist, or like a doctor or whatever. And she's like, I'm going to go to school for like theater. She asked me, actually, she was like, can you go to school for like acting? And I was like, yeah. She was like, well, that's what I want to do. And I was like, yeah. But I think she wants to be like me.
Yes.
But I think I don't think she looks at me in that way, like as her sister, or more of like a role model in that way. But I think she wants to be like me.
Yeah.
In a way that she doesn't really want to be like too different. Like, she's herself. Mm. But
she sees you and she's like, and I like that. Let me do that.
Yeah. She told me, though, I think she thinks I'm very opinionated and that I could probably not be as opinionated because we were playing that game. And every time she was like, yeah, you're really opinionated. And she goes, and when you disagree, like, everyone knows. And I was like, Gotcha. Okay, well, noted. So I think she doesn't want to be like me in that aspect.
Yeah.
But I think in like the arts and kind of like the creativity vibe, she's like, she wants to be like me in that way.
Did she come see you when you were in Spring Awakening?
No. I think because of the content
of the show. That's very true.
Yeah.
But she's seen you perform,
She's seen
obviously.
Me in every other show that I've ever done.
I was going to say that you have kind of laid the roadmap for her of what that can be.
Yeah.
You know, and that she can then follow in that path.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you're the older one, it's like, I am making the path.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And actually, I look at her and I'm like, you're doing way more than I did or even felt like I could do at your age. And I'm like looking at you like, wow, like,
yeah,
you were really doing it. But I don't think it would have been like that had I not even done anything. Like, she's looking at what I've done and been like, okay, I can do that and more.
Yeah.
And she's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because she has you. Like, you have that older sister being like, okay, so when's the audition? What are you singing for the audition? Like, what's your cut?
I was that, right. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. You know? Like, yeah. That's what, and you didn't have, like, a sister being like, okay, so what's the next audition? What's it like? You know, you have that person asking the right questions and being like, hey, do you want to start doing classes and stuff like that? So, and you ran so she could walk, you know?
Yeah. That's so interesting too, because my little brother did theater growing up, but when I think about it, I don't know if he would have just done it on his own if I hadn't done it.
Yeah. Right.
Because I did weekly voice lessons with him for like a couple years. Like, I'd be like, okay, like Wednesday after school, like, we're practicing this song.
I love that.
Me too.
I pulled this cut for you.
I love
and
that.
I would like give him critiques.
Iconic.
And he loved it.
Wow.
And so like he really, and then after that, he immediately wanted to like do theater and I would help him with his audition songs. We were in shows together. And he was so good, so talented. But I don't know if he would have done it.
Right. Without your influence.
Yeah.
That
just
shows you the influence that your siblings have. I mean, sometimes you have families that are like sports families or like your family, like they all just like, obviously, if you're into something, you just like show them like, hey, didn't know if you thought that this was an opportunity or anything like that.
Right.
The boys I used to babysit for growing up through SDSU, they were younger too. And I would always get them playing the music that I was listening to. I'd play them Grease. The little kid was like, please, can I come with you to a rehearsal? And then the kid was singing like Pulled, like coming for my gig. Like,
right.
He had such a good time. And he was like exposed to the theater and the arts and the singing. And now, but it, you know, you just need someone to hold your hand or show you what you can do.
And that's one of the things that's so fun about being an older sibling is you kind of have like a little yes man.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I used to print out scenes from like TV shows for my brother to like read with me. He had and he was fine. He was just like, yep, okay, this is what we're doing.
Yep.
Like, imagine trying to convince like an older sibling to do that.
They're like, what are we doing?
No, I'm the boss.
Right.
But with a younger sibling, you're like, okay, we're going to be reading the scene from SpongeBob. You're going to be Patrick and I'm SpongeBob.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Okay, right. So my mom's sister, her twin, has a son and he's 5 years younger than me. So that was like my first taste of like brother, right?
Yeah.
And when we all like lived in the same area, we would do like the scenes and stuff together and he would do literally
anything you said.
One year for my mom's, for our mom's birthday, we sang, you know, in SpongeBob, it's the best day ever. Right. So we did that. I need to find the video, but we sing that. Right. And we have like hats on. I don't know what we were doing, but we sang that. And then we say, it's our mommy's birthday, our mommy's. And then it was, it's your mommy's, it's your mommy's, it's my mom. I don't know. It went on for far too long. But that was like, I finally got like the taste of like, oh, like we're close enough. Like I was old enough, like 5 years, but like close enough where we could still like kind of do the thing. And we did scenes every summer. We were putting on a show. We were like, we're going to audition for
what
Disney Channel,
that?
Nickelodeon.
I'm telling you, I have footage of me being like, hey guys, it's Paloma and David. And my brother's like, yep, that's me.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's like a universal childhood experience of like, we're putting on a show for our parents.
Yep.
Yeah.
And like, there's a video of me and my cousin doing the Lizzie McGuire choreography of, hey now, hey now.
Sierra, we have lived the same life. With my cousin to that as well.
I feel like we've all lived the same life. And that's so funny because you think about that right now. I would do that now. I mean, we do that.
We do that.
Except like maybe our parents, like we're not doing it for our parents. We're just doing it for each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we do that still.
Oh my God. You know what? Well, now we just do it as like a TikTok dance. I was going to say tonight, because you guys are sleeping over.
Right.
We should learn a TikTok dance and then we should like put on like that's our audience. We have like it's online now.
Okay. We should. Yeah. And we should try to like match our outfits.
Or we should make our own TikTok dance, because half the fun was doing the choreography.
Yes.
Right. We're and like, okay, you stand here. I'm going to stand
captain,
in the front.
Though, and Ryan, clearly.
you're the captain
okay,
of the
guys,
ship.
You guys stand here.
Well, and the best part, too, was the choreography. I don't know if it was the same for you guys. The choreography was so literal. Like, I remember doing yes. one to the Jonas Brothers and being like, I'm hot. You're cold.
Like every time there was a phone, yeah. I'm on the phone, yeah. texting and calling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 Oh my God. I remember we did once, speaking of hot and cold, to Katy Perry. You're hot and you're cold.
Yep.
You're yes and you're no.
In and you're out.
Yep.
Up, then you're down.
Yeah.
We already got some, maybe that's the song we do. We already got some choreo yes. going.
It's giving worship leader.
It is.
Into marvelous light, I'm running.
Wow. That does remind me of another worship song. We were like, running, not get weary, walking.
Yes.
Yeah, very that. And not faint. Yeah, very literal. I mean, because we weren't choreographers yet.
Right.
Right. We just like, and also like Disney Channel and Nickelodeon songs, like they were pretty literal too.
And then like in High School Musical, when they did the dance along and they would teach you the choreography during yes. the commercials.
Yep. Yep.
I still know it. I yes. did it in labor. The there's
oh
a
God,
video
you did.
Yes,
I remember we, that.
Which yep. one?
We're all in this together.
You, yeah, yeah. Sierra.
I am like so pregnant
before the epidural.
Yeah,
word. Okay, yep. they broke that one down, and I remember the pop it, like, polka dot it, like,
country fine, hip hop it.
But and then,
how has that not gone viral on TikTok yet? I haven't seen anyone doing.
We're
the
gonna bring it back. We're bringing it back
tonight.
Yeah, we're bringing it back. We're bringing it back.
I have such clear memories of my friends teaching me to do that dance before like a middle school dance, because they were like, you're the only one who doesn't know it.
Right.
Well, like, good like
you
can't.
I know good friends.
Yeah. That's good friends I'm teaching you. Like,
yeah. Those yep. are also the friends I remember who like it was going. We were going to our first like boy girl party and they ooh. Realized I didn't know how to grind. And they literally yes, taught yeah. me in my friend's childhood bedroom. Like at like 13 years old.
No.
They were like, you can't go to this party and like not know how to grind.
No, right. So, I mean,
they were fair. They were good friends.
No,
yeah,
great
no, that,
friends.
And they like sat me down. It was like an intervention. It wasn't just like casual like, oh yeah, we should teach you. They're like, Sierra, you've never been to a boy girl party. You don't know how to grind.
Right.
We don't want you to embarrass yourself. We care about you.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are we're going to teach
great
you.
Friends.
Yeah.
Those are good friends, because I could have really just been like, oh, we'll go there and like at the party being like,
out.
Oh, she doesn't know.
Know.
Rather right. than being like, all right, girl, let's get it together. Mm-hmm. What are the lyrics? Wrap it
right.
up.
Yep.
Did you guys, okay, when High School Musical came out, after so it was going to be like the second one, because that came out like during like summer or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, when I got back to school, I cast High School Musical. I already knew who was what and what we were doing, but I held like fake auditions just because I wanted people to like
feel like they were.
It was
had
giving
a fair
like
shot.
Monkey. Yeah. Yeah. What is it called? Like dance monkey.
Dance monkey dance.
Yeah, it was giving that. I already knew what I was doing, but I was like, come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, mm-hmm.
Ryan has
writing
been holding
down.
Auditions for years.
Literally
what
years.
I was in
elementary school. I was in fifth grade. I remember.
God. Mm-hmm. Did you cast yourself?
Yes.
Yeah. And who were you?
I was Taylor.
Yeah. Oh,
I was
okay.
Taylor.
I was going to say, you didn't make yourself.
Well,
Vanessa.
I didn't know. I knew I was never. Gabriella was not giving
yeah. who,
ever.
No offense. I know you've played Gabriella. Who wants to be Gabriella?
No one.
I was Gabriella.
You know what?
I don't want it. Didn't want.
You know what? I would first. I would want to be Sharpay.
Yeah, same.
Then agreed. I would want to be. I like to pop and lock
Martha
and
Cox.
Martha Cox. Mm-hmm. And then I would want to be Taylor.
Right.
Gabriella's at the bottom of that list.
I think the girls that wanted to be Gabriella, which I think I wanted that, but not for her.
I only
for
wanted
the,
that
the
to
boy
be
aspect.
With Troy.
I wanted to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
With Zac Efron.
Well, I wanted to be Zac Efron.
Yeah.
And the only way.
I still want to be with Zac Efron.
Well, say that. Yeah.
You know, when I started dating Steven, I introduced him to my boss at the theater that I worked at. And Steven, I'm not kidding, did look a little bit like Troy Bolton when he was like 20 and we started dating.
Yeah.
My boss pulled me aside and he goes, Sierra, that's Troy Bolton. Like, not Zac Efron. Like,
no,
Troy,
right,
like, because he had longer hair.
Right.
And I remember, and he's like, no wonder you're dating him. He's freaking, like, he's clearly Troy Bolton.
Right. Did you see that? Or
no.
after he
no,
said it?
No, but then I was like,
you're right.
I have a type.
But then she sat back and was like, oh
you're
my
right.
God, I kind of
yeah.
see it.
She goes, okay, Steven, I'm going to give you a basketball. We're going to do a little role play real quick.
Let's just test some things out.
Yeah. Right.
She's like, na, 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 na.
No.
Na, 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 na.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Stop. Okay, wait. I was just telling Paloma when we were younger and High School Musical 2 came out. There's this part where they are singing that song. There's two times. It's just so ridiculous. There's one part where they're singing that song and he was leaning on the piano and I could see his boxers. You know that part? They're blue. They're
no, I haven't
blue.
Seen it. We have to go freeze frame
yeah,
that
no,
shit.
I was like, Like, oh my God, like this is crazy.
Or when she was dancing with Sharpay, the no, no, no.
Oh, and he lifts his arms up and you could see
the air.
You could, yeah, yeah. He lifts his arms up and you could see like his.
What about in the first one when we see Chad Danforth's armpit hair?
I did feel a type of way about that and I didn't know why.
Yeah.
I did. Also, in the third one, Paloma famously has not seen High School Musical 3, which feels sick.
What?
To me.
I've never seen it. Her sister asked me.
I saw that in theaters like five times.
And I sobbed every time.
Yeah.
Sobbing.
I made all my friends go.
Yep.
Oh, you know what was that summer when High School Musical 2 came out, though? You know what was kind of sad? Because that came out, High School Musical 1, I think we were in fifth grade.
Fifth grade. Yep.
So then the High School Musical 2 was either that summer or the next.
Mm-hmm.
But my friends were all very into High School Musical 1. And then I remember my friend Corey, I'm going to say her name because we're still friends, so I can come for you on this, Corey. I told her, like, hey, let's have a viewing party of, like, High School Musical 2. And she goes, Sierra, we're in middle school now. Come on. Like, no. We don't watch High School Musical 2.
Corey.
And I was like, Corey, like, what do you mean? And right. She's like, well, like, maybe we can watch it, like, another time. But, like, we're not doing a viewing party. Like, come on.
No.
I was heartbroken.
Right.
Devastation.
Corey, I never got over it. Come over and watch High School Musical 2 with me.
Right.
But then I watched it with my theater friends because they were still down.
Right, yeah. Right, right. But. No, I never gave up the High School Musical. I never pretended like it wasn't it. Like, I loved it.
Nope.
I ate that shit up.
I don't know why I fell off the second one and didn't see the third. I don't know why.
It's
I
so
don't.
Good.
Maybe you were a Corey. You were like, we're in middle school now.
Maybe
you just
was.
Like got over
Maybe
it.
Maybe I was. I don't
couldn't.
Know.
My loyalty, I was so strong. But the point I was trying to make, because we were talking about.
I'm so sorry.
No,
we have derailed
okay.
your point.
The point that also doesn't have anything to do with anything other than like boys and me being like a mess over them. Zeke in the third one, especially during the like Sharpay and Ryan song, he has his shirt unbuttoned. And I was older, so I knew what the T was. It was giving V. It was giving abs. I was losing myself.
Ryan!
You know what made me lose myself in High School Musical 3? This tux is too baggy, too tight.
It makes me look weird.
And he like. Shakes his pelvis.
Yes. Lost
Stop.
It. Yeah.
This is a Disney movie?
It was a theatrical release, though.
It was cinema is what it was.
Well, you did say they had a bigger budget than
because
they made so much money from
the
theaters. First and second one.
It was it went to theaters.
Yes.
Like it was not a Disney Channel original movie. It
Mm-mm.
was in the theater.
And okay. You can tell.
Oh, the
Maybe that's
Okay,
why.
Wait, that's what we're watching tonight.
Facts.
I cannot believe you haven't
I
seen
know,
this.
I don't
honestly, yeah,
it's crazy.
You're gonna love it.
I hope. Well, am I gonna cry?
Yeah.
Is it really is it heartfelt? Like
because it's over.
Yeah.
Like that's the end of the era.
You know what
and
I think is the best scene in High School Musical 3?
Wait.
Scream.
Yes. Cinema.
Scream.
Again. Cinema.
When the hallway is turning and he's like falling all around.
She's gonna,
you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You
but
don't
you're
know.
Gonna know.
Can we please look at him?
Oh
my God.
Wow.
A man. A man.
Wait, how old were? What year
I mean,
did this come
were,
out? What year did this come out?
2008.
I think I was a freshman, and I was definitely in high school when High School Musical 3 came out.
Yeah, 2008.
We weren't in high school yet.
No. Oh, sorry, middle school. I'm sorry, middle
2008.
School.
2008.
High School Musical 3 came out in 2008.
How old were we?
Wait,
2008?
Did it really?
Yeah, according to Google.
Whoa, I thought it was.
So what we were
High
in
School Musical
grade?
2, 2007.
I want to say
eighth grade.
I want to say I was in seventh grade because I remember I went on a date with an eighth grader, like a group date with friends.
Oh,
and I was like, I didn't want it to make it seem like I was trying to force everyone to go to High School Musical 3,
right.
But
right.
I wanted to force everyone to go to High School Musical
3. Right, right.
But I couldn't let the eighth grade boy who was on the group date with me like,
right.
No.
Right.
So I was just like, oh, yeah, we can see anything. Like, oh, here are the tickets. I got them for this like stupid movie.
Right.
High School Musical 3.
You on the date, like your date's trying to hold your hand and you're like. Trying to pay attention. That's so funny. Yeah, wow.
So I think I was in seventh grade.
It's heartfelt.
Yeah.
But also Camp Rock. Okay, I know they don't compare, so I won't even pretend to be like Camp Rock versus High School Musical. It's not. It's always High School Musical. But I vibed with Camp Rock. Like it was my jam a little bit.
Have you rewatched it recently?
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, I rewatched when I was pregnant. I watched so many movies when I was pregnant. High School Musical, all three of them, 100% hold
Gave.
Up. Camp Rock, I watched. I was like, this is bad.
It's bad,
no.
bad.
It's like bad.
I haven't rewatched it since
it's
being
not,
older.
It's not good.
Okay.
What I will say, though, is that I like the song with Demi and Joe.
Yep.
And then I like the songs that the Jonas Brothers sing together.
I was a huge, still am, Jonas Brothers stan. So that was like the draw.
And
I,
that's why I liked it. But the second one, worse. I said, how?
Right.
I think Camp Rock was the first movie I ever streamed, or maybe it was Camp Rock 2, because I was staying at my cousin's house because my parents were out of town and they didn't have cable. They didn't have TV. And I was like, I am not missing this. Like, right. Are you kidding right. me? And so I like had I you could watch it on like DisneyChannel.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that was probably like the first movie I ever streamed.
Wow.
That's so funny, kids hearing us be like, that was the first movie I streamed.
Right.
Because
like,
we didn't have cable. They're like, what?
They're like, what's cable?
Oh my God. Yeah. I also remember I was on a trip to New York with my dad when High School Musical came out on DVD, and I made him take me to the Toys R Us in Times Square because I had to buy
right.
it.
Right. Right.
Necessary.
As you should have.
The fact that I could watch it whenever I wanted.
Right.
I didn't have to wait for it to come on TV. I could rewind. I could pause.
Okay. High School Musical 2. Have you watched? I have all of them on DVD, obviously. Have you watched like the behind
bonus
the
scenes
bonus features?
Of course.
My favorite bonus feature of High School Musical 2 is when they're learning the choreography.
In the rehearsal?
Yes.
With Kenny Ortega?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God. I loved it. So I don't know good. Why. Whenever she like whips her hair and they're like laughing, it's so, oh my God. I'm
you
having like nostalgia
they,
right now.
When they do like the roller coaster because they were doing a massage train and then they're like, okay.
Yes.
Now, and then they put that in the choreography.
Yes.
How do I know that? Okay. Anyway, siblings.
Oh, right.
Wait,
I forgot what we
need
were doing
to
here.
Do a whole episode on like Disney Channel, like Y2K nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I feel like we could just go.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, I know. I don't.
We could
know.
Get like the list of like the old movies, like the Cadet Kellys, and like
oh
all
my God, Cadet Kelly.
All the Disney originals.
Cadet Kelly.
I don't know. We don't have guests yet, but if we ever do, Kenny Ortega, listen. I owe you like so much thanks.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
so much. Also, Kenny Ortega had something to do with the Hairspray movie too.
Did he really?
I believe that he did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's like Kenny Ortega and Adam, what's his name? Adam Shankman? Is that his name? I don't know. I can't remember, but he's
but
an icon
him.
Too. Bless him. I love the Hairspray movie. Zac Efron and Hairspray.
Stop. We cannot go on.
Okay, sorry,
we get
sorry,
into
sorry.
Link Larkin, then it's going to be a longer episode.
I know. You're right.
Okay, but we should do like a whole.
No, we totally should.
And let us know in the comments, like what kind of things you want to hear us talk about in that.
Yeah.
I call it Y2K, but we were like four in what, like in actual
in like
Y2K.
Actual Y2K. Like, what is it? Just like, is this early 2000s?
Early 2000s.
Some people call like 2000, like 7, 8, 9, 10, like 11, 12, the 2010s.
But
I don't really understand that, I guess. But I've heard that.
Maybe
2000s. The 2000s.
It's like the golden era D-com. Of Disney Channel.
Yeah. DCOM. Because they don't call it that.
They don't?
I don't think so.
What do they call it?
I don't know. I'm too old.
I'm too old. I don't
know.
Watch
my
sister's
still watching it, but I don't really. But it's not as like religious as we watched it. Like she watches the Disney Channel, right? And like she still watches like the shows kind of. But it's definitely not as religious.
Well,
I guess that's a word. As
well,
we, like,
I think
it was
probably
it was.
Religious for us because we didn't have anything—an iPad, a Switch,
right.
or anything else. Like when I got home, all I could do was turn on the TV. I didn't even have a computer.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, the one way that you could watch like whatever you wanted when you wanted. Did you guys ever have the? Was it called a Video Now?
Yes.
I didn't have one, but my neighbor did.
Yeah.
And she had like five Amanda Show. Video Now.
The Amanda
drive.
Show.
That
talk
lucky
about
girl.
Throwing it back.
Bring out the dancing lobsters.
Yep.
That's what we should have gone at. We just were brainstorming our Halloween costumes. Because
the lobsters.
Oh. In all of our October episodes, we're going to wear costumes. One of us should have been Judge Trudy.
Judge Trudy.
And the dancing lobsters.
Yep. Oh my God. I totally forgot about the Amanda Show. Wow. TBT.
Yeah. Minor derailment for High School Musical fangirling.
Right.
But one of the last things that I had wanted to talk to you guys about and just kind of gauge the room. Do you feel like you were closer with your siblings when you lived under the same roof or after you moved out?
I feel like we were closer when we lived together.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think honestly, I think it's the age gap thing. They don't have phones yet. They're getting phones this year, which is like a huge thing.
Oh my
they're going to be so excited. But like if I want to talk to them, I have to like text my mom and be like, let's FaceTime. Like I have to schedule when I want to talk to them
right?
versus just texting them and being like, hey, what's poppin'? Like, what's good?
Yeah.
So I do feel like because I don't see them as often and we can't communicate as frequently that I felt closer when I lived with them.
Right.
Yeah.
Same thing with me. I definitely feel like, I mean, just seeing my brother all the time and or like taking him to school and stuff like that. Just.
Well, it's like moving out. All of a sudden you have to be intentional with your sibling relationship instead of just. Being together all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
I think with my older brother, we got way closer actually when we moved out. We fought a lot when we were in our teenage years. We were super close when we were little. Like my mom said, we were like best friends. We wanted to do everything together. And then we grew apart in our teen years. I think part of that being so close in age, like we just really butt heads and we're so different. And then when he moved out, and I only moved out a year later because we were only a year apart and we both went to college, and he went to USD and I went to SDSU. So we were like 10 minutes from each other.
Yeah.
And I remember like the first time he just asked me to hang out, like just aww, like us. Yeah. Like he just texted me and he was like, hey, do you want to come over and get lunch with me like at my school's cafeteria? And I was like, yeah, I do. Yeah. And I remember he told me about like girl problems for the first time. Like he aww, never talked to me about stuff. And like
yeah,
I told him about, because Steven and I had been dating for like, I think 6 months at the time. So I was like talking to him about my relationship with Steven. And then like we made plans to like hang out again. And then he started a Bachelor Fantasy League. And so like I was in that. And then we watched The Bachelor every week. And then
that's so sweet.
It was after he moved out that we got really close. And now me and my older brother are really close.
I love that.
But we weren't when yeah, we lived together. But then with my little brother, which maybe it is also like an age gap thing.
Yeah.
We were way closer. We're still close now. But when we lived together, yeah.
I feel like I'm closer with them like emotionally. Like when we do see each other and hang out, like we actually talk about things.
Yes.
Versus like living with them. It's just kind of like, hey, what's up? What you doing? Da, da, da. Like very surface stuff. Now our conversations are more intentional.
Well, do you also think that since they're getting older, their conversation also that, yes, just becoming, yeah, it's some,
we can actually like talk about real things.
Right.
Okay. I have a question.
Yeah.
So now that, I mean, like my siblings are still young, but they're older. Like we just talk about having like real conversations with them. Do you guys talk about like your parents with your siblings?
Yes.
What's that like? Yeah. What is that like?
It's fun. And also I feel like once we've kind of talked about it, of like, you know, the eccentricities of our parents that we both notice.
Yeah.
Then when they do something, we're like, and we're all together, we like side eye each other.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I completely agree. Like we just, it's, you have the conversation of establishing like what we're talking about, and then when it happens, you're like, all right, right, mm-hmm, you get that. We're like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or you know when you're like, well, you know how mom is, like she's just, yes, like, yes, that.
Oh, that's, yeah, what I was just about to say. Being able to go, well, you know how mom is.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not there yet. We're kind of there, but we're not there yet.
Yeah,
right.
I think because 13 still, you're just starting to kind of break out into
I'm
your
there
own person.
With my brother. My brother's,
yes,
15.
Yeah. That's, Jesus, I think, when it starts. Yeah.
He's 15. Yeah. So now we'll be like, kind of catching stuff, yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. It's fun.
It is fun. And it's also like, I don't know, I feel like it brings the whole family closer together in,
yeah,
a way.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I think sometimes when my parents would do things like that like got on my nerves or that we really clashed about, it was like so serious.
Yeah.
You know? And then now being like to my sibling, well, you know, that's dad.
Right.
It's like a little bit more lighthearted.
Yeah. You've said something like that to me before where you're like, when you see your parents like treat your siblings differently and you kind of get annoyed, like why do they get to, like get away with stuff like that? You're, yeah, like, yeah, it's not even the same parent.
Oh, yeah.
Like, ooh, they're not even the same person, especially, oh, with me, right? Like,
yeah,
there's so 11 many years, 13 years. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't even know how we got in that conversation, but I remember that's why it's so different, that conversation of like, oh, that parent like loves this kid more or this, that more, or mm-hmm, they treat them more this way, that way. And conversation I've had with mothers have been like, every kid is just so different and they need different things. And so that's how that is. She's like, but also you have a different parent. Like,
yeah,
you know, like your mom was much younger than she was when she had your sister. So yeah, just like that dynamic, even in her own mind and things like that. Like 5 years after that, after she had me, she got to my brother and was like, okay, I know what I'm doing. It's like that commercial, right, where, oh, she dropped the binky and you just like lick it and put it in the mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you know nothing's going to happen. You've, right, already been here. And though, right, and their style of parenting's different and what they're going through. I mean, even parents that go through divorces or separations, like you have, yeah, a different mom and dad than that other sibling experienced, you,
right,
know?
Right, yeah.
So that's interesting.
No, it totally is. And it kind of puts things into perspective, right? Because it's easy for you to be like, you never did like that for me and this and this and that and that. And like sometimes it could be problematic, but like you saying, like
different,
my it's mom, like I was a different person.
My mom at, yeah, 18, a mom at 18 is not the same mom at 35 or however old she was when she had my brother and my sister. Like not the same at all. I am not the same.
Right.
2 years ago, if I had a baby 2 years ago and I had a baby now, it would be very different.
That's like blowing my mind right now.
You know?
Right.
Like thinking about having another baby, I'm like, I will be a different person.
You, yeah, will. You will have like other different like ideas and struggles, yeah, and just like the, yeah, world. I don't know, because your world changes so often. I think, like at least personally, I feel like every year I'm a new. I'm like, who was that a year ago? I don't know her. Don't talk about her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So as a parent here, like let's say like in 3 years, like you would be so different.
So different. Just,
yeah. So different.
Yeah, it's. I think I'm just now getting to the point where I look back on my pregnancy and feel like, oh, that was like a different person, like a different, yeah, version of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like I don't know. I have no idea what I'm going to be like when I have another baby, if I'm able to.
Yeah.
Like it's, I think a lot about how it'll be different because it'll be my second and I'll be caring for a toddler and a newborn.
Right.
But I don't think about how, I think about how my situation will be different. I don't think about how I'm different.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
For your confidence.
That's true. Yeah. Being confident in my ability to parent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Being like, I know what works. I know what doesn't.
Right. Mm-hmm. And also, like, because you, there's actually a video you filmed where you were like, everything I took to the hospital that I literally didn't need.
Yeah.
It's going to be like that. So you're going to be like, okay, well, I remember bringing all these things and doing all this. Not necessary. I already know that that's not going to work or I don't need that and move on and be like, this is what I actually know that I need.
Yes.
Now it's going to be like that.
And that's like a simple, like just like a simple step that you like mm-hmm. learn of like items to need. And then, but like in parenting wise, like even emotionally, they're like, that didn't work with my younger kid. Now this time I'm going to do something. So like,
mm-hmm.
I can't take it personal that my mom would like, like for example, being like, oh, my mom didn't know how to communicate this specific topic. Got to my brother and it was like different. It's
right.
like, well, yeah, she learned with me. And then 4 years happened and just, you just mature even as like, I'm not going to pretend that my mom's not a real person, you know? It's like, and I think we forget that our moms are, you're like, you're not real, you're my mom.
But like,
you guys are going through the same things too. Yep. And so I can't.
It's weird getting to the age where you start to realize that your parents not only are like real people, but that they were like young when they had you. Like, I think in my brain, my parents have always been parents. My parents have always had it all together, all figured out. And then looking back and being like, oh my God, like, my mom was younger than me when she had my brother, like, and realizing like, oh, you had no idea what you were doing.
Me every day when I think about my mom literally being 18 and having a baby and like being in college, I'm like, could literally never be me. Like, how did you make any decision? And like life, like you had a literal child infant that relied on you to keep them alive and fed and like taken care of. How
I think it brings so much more respect for your parents,
totally,
looking at that where you're like, oh my God, how did you do that?
Because and then the other thing too, right, is like having multiple children and like going to work, right, and maybe you have like a super stressful day at work and then coming home and then your kids are like yelling and doing whatever and fighting or like, I'm hungry, I'm this, and you literally just stepped into the door and you're like,
the older siblings telling everyone what to do, the little ones like, just get along, right. The middle ones like, I middle got a show like, going on in 30 seconds
literally, like, or it was like down the street like at a friend's house, like no one knows where it is, like it's just like chaos, or you got dogs and stuff like this.
I've been thinking about that a lot because I remember when I was a kid, every night my dad would play a game with each of us, like after work in the evening, like each of us would have a game.
Wow.
But I remember as a kid being annoyed that as soon, because we were waiting for my dad to get home so we got to play our game. He'd walk through the door. I want to play handball tonight. I want to play this. I want to play that. And he'd be like, I need 10 minutes. But I've been waiting.
Right.
You're here. Go play handball with me.
Right.
And realizing like, my dad was asking for 10 minutes.
Right. After his entire day of work.
Yes. And then now, you know, coming home from work and being like, oh, I need 10 minutes.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Just with every year, like, we just, like, know more, you know, and just, like, have a newfound respect for our parents and just everything they
people in general. I feel like kids, obviously, because they just don't know and, like, it's fine. But you view every person that's older than you, especially adults, whether they're your parents or not, as, like, just knowing.
Yeah.
Like, they just know. Or they were like never kids, like they just have been an adult like their entire life and like that's why it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you grow up and you're like, you realize no one knows what's going on. We're all just trying, like our parents right now have never had children our age.
Yeah.
It's
their first time having kids in their 20s.
Yes.
Right.
But like you kind of like forget that that's like a thing.
Yeah.
Right.
But like when you having a baby, right? Like that was the moment your parents became grandparents. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And now we're here.
That's a whole nother thing with siblings too. Watching my brothers become uncles.
Oh, yeah.
That was a whole nother aspect into our relationship. Like, and they are so amazing. And it's amazing to see them do that. And it's also amazing to see how they've stepped up, like, for my needs at being a mom. Like, when we're at family gatherings, my brother, both of them, will come up to me and be like, hey, do you want me to hold Grace so you can get something to eat? Like, oh, hey, do you want me to go play with her? Like, they do that because they want to do that for her, but they also do that because they want to do that for me.
Yeah.
Now that you're talking about that, I'm like, maybe I'm going to reach my closeness with my brother there when I'm older, when I have that opportunity to, like, I don't know, like, we're both older and we can, like, have kids or something.
Well, and then imagine if he has kids,
right?
And then they're cousins.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm like, just hearing Sierra say that, I'm like, oh my god, like my brother would have like a son, and like, oh my god,
Right.
Maybe I haven't reached my closeness with my sibling yet, because that sounds so. How are you not overwhelmed with tears every day seeing your brother
really
with
am.
Your kids?
They're just so amazing, both of them. And I knew my older brother would be, because, like I said, we're 14 months apart. Like, he's in this stage of life where he was, like, so excited to, like, have a baby around.
Mm-hmm.
My little brother, when Grace was born, was 18. Like, I didn't know how much, and he's in college. Like, how much do you expect, like, an 18-year-old to want to, like, play with a baby?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely blown me away how involved he is, how much he, like, adores her, how fantastic he is as an uncle. Like, that has been so, so amazing to see, and has brought a whole newfound, like, respect to our relationship.
I love that.
And I think with my little brother, because we have that age gap, I always viewed him as he's the baby.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so then now to watch him, like, want to help take care of Grace and stuff is... It's cool, too, because I remember when my little brother was in the stages that Grace is in. And Steven and I have talked about that a lot, because he and his brother they're 2 years apart. So he doesn't remember, like, his little brother being little.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, sometimes Grace will do things. I'll be like, oh, that I remember when Austin used to do that. Like, super random. She just discovered her belly button. So when you ask her, I'll have to show you. When you say, where's your belly button? She, like, points to it. And it reminded me that when my little brother was, like, 3, he used to say that his belly button was his favorite toy because it comes with him everywhere he goes.
Oh, my God.
And he'd just poke it.
Right.
And I was telling Steven, like, oh, I remember Austin used to always poke his belly button.
That's so funny.
And it's, like, all those little things are, like, little eccentricities that I see of my brother in Grace.
Yeah.
Because also, like, they share 50% of the same genes.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Like, Grace is 50% me, but she's also 50% Austin.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is so weird. Right. So, like, seeing, sometimes she gets this certain little smile where I just see Austin.
Mm.
And I'm
That's
like,
so special.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. My heart is, like, so fuzzy. That's why I'm like,
not fuzzy.
Seriously. It's like seriously. So warm. Just like picturing that, like,
right.
Me, I'm not trying to get so deep, but, like, that's what life is about, and just, like, love and, like, the family. And it's so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, and I, like, for you too, I can't imagine, like, when you grow up and if your siblings have kids, watching your babies become, like, have babies.
She's losing her mind.
Well, it's
already.
Because I have all of my memories of seeing, like, being there when they were born, and, like, every single stage of life up until this point, I have clear memories of.
Yep.
And watching them grow up, like, my brother started freshman year this year, and I was like, I was just here. First of all, like, I just started high school, but it's crazy. I'm like, you were my first baby. Like, you are my, so I have a very, very special place in my heart for my brother, obviously, but, like, it's so crazy. So I can't even imagine. But also on the same, like, note on that is, like, my cousins, because before I didn't have siblings, my cousins were my brothers and sisters, and I am very close with all of my cousins, and I have many because, like I said, my mom is one of 8. So I have a lot of cousins. They all are so, so special to me, and my relationship with my cousins is so strong that, like, if I ever did have kids, and if my brother and sister have kids, like, that is going to be, like, I'm, like, thinking of the relationship of, like, cousins is so, like, strong, you know what I mean? And, like, how sweet that would be.
I'm really close with my cousins, too, and they're so sweet with Grace, and whenever we're, like, all together, they, like, all want to, like, play with her, and it's just, it's super sweet. It brings a whole new, like, respect and a whole new aspect to the relationship. Well, I guess the last thing to close it out, this was one thing that I've been, again, thinking a lot about lately with wanting to, you know, start maybe possibly having another baby. I think a lot of the times when you think about siblings, you think about your childhood, right? You think about, like, and with me thinking about having another kid, like, thinking about what it'll be like for them to grow up together. The vast majority of your relationships with your siblings are when you're both adults.
Oh, right.
Isn't that weird to think about? You spend actually a pretty small amount of time with your siblings, with you both being kids, under the same roof, growing up. The majority of the time that you spend with your siblings is when you're both adults.
Right. No, that makes sense.
No, it makes total sense.
But why didn't that, I not know that?
Right. Why didn't that occur to me until right now?
So I've been thinking a lot about, like, you know, oh, is it going to be difficult to have two kids close in age, to have two young kids? you know, what if they don't get along? What if they bicker? But it's like, that is actually such a short amount of time for their life.
Right.
Like the me and my brothers, like, yes, we had a great relationship growing up. But right now, like, we're really just getting started.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. I feel that. I feel that. I totally feel that.
That's, well, no, that's so crazy. Well, it just makes it, again, because my siblings are so young, it makes me excited.
For the future.
For the future, like, for when they do, like, grow up and they're, like, adults. Like, we'll actually, like, really start our relationship. Wow.
Bro, that's what I've been telling you. I'm like, imagine when your little sister's, like, 20. Like,
yeah.
She'd be like, hey, girl. I'd be like, I'm like, oh, my God.
Going to Vegas for her 21st birthday?
Yeah. Oh, I already told her. I was like, it's about, like, I was like, just wait. Oh my gosh. Wow, that's so true.
When I remember being mind blown that like my parents had siblings, like I remember the first time I realized that like my aunts and uncles were like my parents' siblings. Like, whoa. No, you're just a parent. Or like that my grandma had siblings.
Right.
I'm like, no, you don't. You're a grandma.
That's it. It begins and it ends there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually true. I do remember realizing that like my parents had brothers and sisters. And I was jealous because I didn't have any. Yeah. And then I did. And I was like, ah, take it back. Just kidding. I wonder, like, I guess because when you're a kid, right, you only really see your parents in one light. Like
through your lens.
Through your lens. Yeah. And I mean, and when you're a kid, you nothing else really matters other than like your world.
Yeah. I also remember being mind blown that like my mom wasn't related to my aunt who like married my mom's brother. Like, I was like, well, no, you guys are, like, family.
Right.
It's like, no, she married my brother. And I'm like,
right.
No, that's your sister.
Right. We had a fun conversation. I was trying to explain to Paloma whether or not she'd be on the mom side or the dad side. It was literally a 30-minute conversation of me being like, are you okay? What is wrong?
I honestly still have some reservations around the situation.
Why?
Explain it. Please tell Sierra, because I can't even explain it.
She was asking whether or not, like, she was like, okay, if I have a kid,
yes,
am I the mom side or the dad side? And I was
because I don't want to be the dad. You know how, like, those TikToks are going around? It's like you realizing that you have to be the dad
like
side.
Like, you're on the dad side. Yes. I was like, what are you?
Yeah.
Are you delusional? Like, I was really trying hard. And she was just making it worse and she was not understanding.
So you would be the mom.
Yes. Right.
So that's the mom's side.
Always.
Always.
It depends on who you're talking about.
Wait, are you talking about your kids or your siblings?
She was
kids?
Trying to talk about all of it.
I just
like, want to
know
depends.
In what situation am I ever a
on
dad
your brother.
On your brother's side. Because he's your brother, right?
Right.
That is your relation. You're not related so to his wife.
Right.
So
which
you're
would
the
be
dad
the mom
side.
Side. You are the dad side if it is relation to your brother, which you can't do anything about.
I know. That's what I was trying to avoid.
So I feel the same way because I will always be dad's side because I have two brothers and Steven has a brother.
Right.
So if any of them have kids, I will only ever be like, oh, we're going to blah, blah's house. We're going to the dad's side of the family.
Yes.
We're spending Christmas with dad's side of the family.
Yeah, I got it.
Which means.
You got it now?
Yeah, I got it.
When I tell you guys, it was 30 minutes of her being like, so I'm the mom. I'm like, oh my God, what is wrong with you?
I was just focused at the situation at hand.
Yeah, she was like, I don't want to be the dad's side. I'm like, you
can't help that.
You can't do anything. That's your brother, girl.
Unless you get your parents to have another kid.
Right.
I've been convincing
a girl.
I've been begging my mother. I'm like, mom, are you sure you don't want to adopt? She's like, honestly, I probably might. I'm like, okay, do it, please.
Right.
I know. I really want. My mom has 12 brothers and sisters, so I, like, one of 12. Like, imagine. I'm like, you only had me and David? That's it? I want more. I just, like, grew up with so
That's
many cousins around.
I was going to say.
Because
yeah.
She was,
yeah. But I want so many. I really would. I wish I had an older sister.
Well, now you can if you want. You can have 12 kids if that's what you want to do.
Yeah. Well, that's actually what I was telling Ryan when I was hanging out with Rosalind and we were singing Olivia Rodrigo for a split moment. And I was like, this is amazing. I think I need to have a daughter because I don't have a sister. So somehow I have to get this because this is beautiful.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
I am jealous that you have a sister.
I think we should have a sleepover with her.
We should.
She would lose her absolute
mind. Oh, my God. That'd be so
mind.
Fun. It was so cute when I can't remember if we talked about this on the podcast. When your mom and her twin and your sister came to see the set.
Yeah.
That was what? Like our second week of filming too?
Yeah. Yeah. And we had like launched and we had just got back to like talk about how we like launched a podcast. Yeah. It was like our second time filming. Yeah.
It was so sweet. She like sat on the couch. Was like, can you take a picture of me?
Yeah. She was so cute. And then she left and she was like, Sierra's so nice. Because this was her first time meeting you. She's like, Sierra's so nice. And I'm going to tell all my friends and this and this. And I was like, yeah. And then we stayed an extra night in LA. We were going to go back home. And I was like, well, Paloma and Ryan are going to come back. So if you want to stay, she was like, okay, like, let's stay because I want to hang out with Paloma. And yeah, it was fun. We played games and watched movies and ate ice cream. And yeah.
And I'm so glad that extra night, like, we didn't fly until like 8 p.m. But just like, you know, like that moment I was like telling Ryan, I was like, we need to be like really energized and like do the thing. Because if I was her, I'd be like, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited for them to fly in. Like, I want it to be. So I was like, okay, let's play this game. What game did we taboo?
Or
the one where you have to guess if
the beeper.
Yep.
That was so funny.
As soon as you guys walked in, we were playing a High School Musical 2 and What Time Is It was on. So me and Rosalind were like on the couch, like dancing right when they opened the door.
Rosalind are like, what time is it? Yep. Both arms up, swaying. Yep. It was so
funny. Throws her back and she's like, summertime, hey. Like, it was a whole thing. Yeah.
And as great as our brothers are, Austin and David would never.
Right.
They would never, Sierra. They would never. And you want to know what also happened like a couple minutes after that? She was like, Ryan, Fabulous is about to start quickly, the choreo. They sat down.
They sat down and went,
Fabulous. What? How do I sign up for one of those? Yeah. Like, that's so cute.
Get me one.
Right.
So cute.
I have no problem sharing mine. She's great.
Great.
All right. Let's rent a Roz.
Yeah. Rent a Roslyn. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, that is going to be it for this episode. Thank you so much for watching. Remember to subscribe if you want to watch the video version here on YouTube, or you can follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts, and all of our Instagrams are linked below.
And share some sibling stories in the comments.
Yes.
I want to hear some, and DM us some of us. We would love to hear.
Give us the tea.
Yes. All right.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.